Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Pajemski will throw it in. Waiting. Kuminga flashes. Curry comes to get the ball. Pajemski can't find anybody. Throws it to Curry. Curry back to Pajemski for the win. Blocked away. Ball game's over. And the Rockets have won. The Warriors are standing around. Draymond Green, Steph Curry. The Rockets are celebrating. And this is a tough loss. And the streak is over. 15 consecutive wins against the Rockets. Well, Golden State had a real opportunity to head for their first Cup championship, possibly. And I'm not saying that Oklahoma City would be an easy game. We know how difficult they are. But again, the one thing they didn't want to do coming into this game was to turn the ball over. And they turned it over a total of 22 times. Anyway, the Warriors losing tonight here in Houston. They go to 14-10. Rockets are 17-8. 91-90 is the final. The last to 3:35 of the game. Golden State 0-4 with 4 turnovers. 22 turnovers on the night, resulting in 30 Rocket points. And the last minute 16, Rockets end on a 7-0 run. The loose ball situation, Payton tried to pass it. He didn't want to get tied up for a jump ball. And the ball was intercepted. There was a scramble for it. Jonathan Kuminga called for a foul. And as a result, Golden State will not be going to Las Vegas. They will return home and they get ready for the Dallas Mavericks on Sunday. So that game, by the way, the NBA has just announced it's going to be a 5:30 tip. So just like a normal weekend game for the Warriors, 5 o'clock with the pregame show here along the network. So again, 5:30 tip, 5 o'clock pregame. I guess if you want to look at a positive for this, first of all, when you beat a team 15 straight times, usually something happens, it's hard to beat teams in this league. No matter how good you are, it's hard to beat them 15 straight times. And, the Rockets made some plays coming down the stretch. The Warriors turned the ball over, and maybe it was, their turn. Who knows? But I think the Rockets played hard. Both these clubs put out a great deal of effort on the defensive end. At times it looked like a slugfest, but certainly the Warriors cannot fault effort tonight. But you hear Steve Kerr talk about this all the time, execution. And they didn't do that tonight with the turnovers. Had a big one late that allowed the Rockets to put themselves in position to retake the lead. And just a real, this team has always had the bugaboo of turnovers. And they're if they're going to be a team that's going to contend for a championship, they're going to have to get that under control, because as we've heard Coach Kerr say time and time again, they're not the same team. They're not the team that could overcome that, back during the dynastic run. So that's where we are with that. I can tell you a couple things tonight. The Warriors made a total of 12 threes. They were 12 of 38 tonight. Buddy Hield hit a three tonight, becoming the 17th player in NBA history to get to 2,000 threes. Second fastest, only Steph Curry got there faster. Congratulations to Buddy. It's just a testament to how good of a shooter he is and how much work he puts into this. And, even though his career arc has been a little up and down, with his three-point shooting, in terms of he can get a little streaky, but he's good enough to when he's on, you've got to play him. And tonight finishes with 15 points. 20 for Jonathan Kuminga, 8 of 20 from the field. He battled tonight. I thought he fought really hard, had one of the biggest buckets of the night. A tip-in on a second offensive rebound try over Şengün. He had 7 rebounds tonight, 5 on the offensive glass, and that's a good sign. If Jonathan can become a more consistent rebounder, then I think that's going to help him become the player that everybody thinks he can be. 19 for Steph Curry, 8 of 17, 3 of 9 beyond the arc. He had 5 assists as well for the Rockets, 26-11 for Şengün. The Warriors did victimize him on the defensive end in the second half. 15 points for Jabari Smith Jr. Hit a couple of big threes. He had half of their threes tonight. He was 3 of 8. The rest of the Rockets were 3 of 19 from beyond the arc. 12 points for Jalen Green. He was 5 of 15 shooting. And 10 off the bench for Amen Thompson, 5 of 7 to go with 5 rebounds. A tough game. Rockets outscored the Warriors 58-40 in the paint. That's another number the Warriors did not want to see on the postgame box score. There were 6 lead changes, 10 ties. Rockets had a 14-point lead in the first half. The Warriors battled back and gave themselves a 7-point lead in the second half, but unable to hold it coming down the stretch.